Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. One new humanity. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, all the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest is James Gall. And I'll tell you what, I'm sensing something that I've not seen before. As I did my standard introduction to this program, I could see the words going all over the world. I mean, beyond the radio or the CD that you're listening to, it was like being released, this one new man, this wall coming down between Jew and Gentile, the need to reach the Jewish person, the need to move in the supernatural to reach the Jew, the combination of the Jew and Gentile exploding, a major release of God's Spirit, the one new man, or in the Greek it says the one new humanity. Something about those words are exploding in the atmosphere right now. Now, James, I am so fascinated by so many things of the supernatural variety that have happened in your life. For instance, tell me about that thing that happened in Jakarta, Indonesia. The Muslim bodyguard.
Yeah, it's an amazing story. It was just a privilege to be a part of it. This happened just in June of this last June 2013. And I'm in Jakarta, Indonesia, and there's like a big conference, like about 5,000 people or more that there. And, of course, that's the largest Muslim-populated nation in the world. And I have a police escort, and I have a professionally trained bodyguard, and I had armor bearers and all of this because of the intensity, you know, of all the people and everything. And so anyway, so I'm speaking at this conference, and my professionally trained bodyguard is actually a Muslim. He had never one time ever been in a church or a Christian worship or conference setting in his entire life. And so he's my bodyguard. He's with me everywhere I go. So I'm up there speaking, and I'm releasing prophetic declarations, and then the Holy Spirit is manifesting on thousands of people. While this is happening, this guy gets catapulted into an open vision, and he sees five white beings, and they were five angels that came and appeared to him. And then the next morning, Bill Johnson and I are taking turns teaching, and one of us taught, and then there's the in-between. The guy goes up. It's always his second service he's ever going to be in his lifetime. He doesn't even know protocol. He takes the microphone, and he tells people, then it's translated from Indonesian over to me in English, and he says, "I'm a Muslim." And while Prophet James Gall was ministering, and I'm serving Prophet James Gall, and while he was ministering, I had five angels came and appeared to him. Thing that's fascinating is that while Muslims do not obviously see that Jesus is the Messiah, they do believe in prophets. And Jesus taught, if you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, you'll receive a prophet's reward. So he was serving me, and he even referred to me as a prophet. So the next day, guess what I was going to speak on, Sid?
What?
Is really a big deal of this. So I'm like arguing with the Holy Spirit. I mean, I'm talking with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit says to me, "I want you to speak of why I pray and take a stand for Israel."
You know, I was going to say that. I should have said it, but go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm going like, "Well, Lord, don't you know where I'm at? This is a Muslim." I said, "Wrong guy, wrong place, wrong message." I said, "What am I supposed to speak on?" He says, "Why I pray and take a stand for Israel." And I go, "Wrong guy, wrong place, wrong message." Wrong.
Hey, by the way, I did that once in the West Bank in a Muslim area, and they stood up and they started yelling at me, "Mossad agent." So I understand, but go ahead.
So I said, okay, I yield the right away. So while I'm doing this intense, wonderful message on why I pray and take a stand for Israel, my Muslim bodyguard in the middle of this message on Israel, and I wondered if this is not tied together, he has another visitation. Jesus and his 12 disciples. I've never even heard of this one before. Jesus with his 12 disciples appears to him, and Jesus looks at him and says, "Would you be one of my disciples?" So this Muslim man, in the middle of this Christian huge, big worship and supernatural conference, I'm speaking of why I pray and take a stand for Israel, has a visitation where Jesus appears to him. He gives his life to Jesus. My armor bearer ends up discipling my bodyguard. I have gotten reports since then that the guy has gotten water baptized, that his whole family has come to faith, and he's a member of a church. So isn't that awesome?
James, why is it I am hearing for the first time in my life more Muslims are having visitations by Jesus, and now it's starting to happen to Jewish people, visitations of Jesus? Why is this going on right now, prophetically?
Because we need it to happen, just one. But it is a sign of the times. Obviously, the book of Acts and the book of Joel says in the last days, I will pour forth my spirit upon all flesh. And old men will dream dreams, and young men will have visions. And so I have been declaring for, I'd say, 15 years, that the Islamic veil will be pierced. I've said it all over the world. And I said, the Islamic veil will be pierced. I didn't say the Islam will disappear. All I've said is the Islamic veil will be pierced. And I have prophesied, and I'm going to keep on prophesying this till I see it with my own eyes, that whole mosque and minarets are going to be turned over to 24/7, 365 relevant places of worship and prayer unto the one true God, and his name is Yeshua. His name is Jesus.
Hey, wait a second. In addition to the mosques, can we include synagogues in that?
Come on. Let's do it.
Will you proclaim that right now, James?
Yes, we will. I just speak. It's time for visitations. It's time for the fire of God. It's time for the wind of the Lord to come, like on the day of Pentecost. And as even as it came into the upper room, so it shall return back to the place of its origin. And we just speak forth the back to Jerusalem movement. And we should say that the Islamic veil will be pierced, but not only will the Islamic veil be pierced, but the blinders shall come off out of the Jewish people's eyes, and they will behold Yeshua is their our Messiah. And so we speak forth right now to Jew and Gentile across the world, the greatest global awakening the world has ever seen for God's holy name's sake.
I'm going to tell you something. It's happening now, but it's going to happen with greater intensity. In 1993, you had 9 straight weeks of angelic visitations. Tell me about how it started.
Well, it's pretty amazing. I was teaching at the Grace Training Center in Kansas City, and it was the day of the coma, and I always present myself and to the Lord for that special day, the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, the 10 days of all. And so I get home late after teaching a class, and I had an assistant with me in the car, and I told him, I said, God's going to speak tonight. I let my assistant off. I get on home. I crawl into bed, and it's after 11 o'clock. And at 11:59 at night, a lightning bolt struck in the backyard. I wake up, and the lightning from the lightning bolt came crashing through our bedroom window, and a man stood at the end of my bed at 11:59, and it was an angel. And he looked straight at me, and then the clock turns to midnight, and he says, watch your wife. I'm about to speak to her. And this, on the Day of Atonement, opened up 9 straight weeks of angelic visitations. There was a supernatural ball of fire and light that set over our bedroom dresser from midnight till 5 a.m. in the morning that night. And it opened the door to amazing God encounters, angels, the fire of God, Jesus actually coming and sang a song over us one night. And it was just amazing. and a period, and that was a whole amazing period of time because there was a you crossed thresholds at different times and seasons, and that was a threshold that was being crossed, and you know the Father's blessing in Toronto then starts to be poured out, you know, just nine straight weeks after this, and so God is good. Not a respecter of person, and what he did for me, he wants to do for you, and he wants to invade your uncomfortable zones, and he wants to come touch you, love you, heal you, and overpower you with the revelation of his majesty.
Well, see, I believe that your brand new book, Living a Supernatural Life, is going to be a handbook for individuals, for families, for Bible studies. It's so solid. It's purely based on the Word of God. Now, are there any born-again, Spirit-filled Christians that do not have some of these supernatural gifts?
You know, actually, everyone does, but they need to be activated, and we need to get in the right culture for them to be enhanced or empowered. So everybody has this, but some people are dull, but we can all be awakened. That's why I wrote that book, because I want every single believer to be awakened into our full inheritance in Christ Jesus.
I have to tell you, when I became a believer over 40 years ago now, I came in the charismatic movement, and everything was experience. I just wish I had been grounded in the supernatural gifts and the supernatural fruit of the Spirit. And that's why, brand new book, it's for a brand new move of God's Spirit. It's called Living a Supernatural Life, workbook, 4 messages, and the special bonus CD, how you can be awakened to the angels manifesting in your life, special prayer of impartation. We're making this entire Living a Supernatural Life package available for a gift of $49. To place a credit card order for today's offer, call anytime at 1-800-447-2697. That's 1-800-447-2697. Or log on to our website at www.sidroth.org. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. Discover how you can begin watching for free our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week TV network, ISN, the It's Supernatural Network. You can write me at Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. That's Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.